It's time for Toronto's Top Line.
Did you guys see Brock Osweiler almost kill that guy last night?
Yes.
That would have hurt like hell, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Career took another hit yesterday.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, this guy sent me a message like, do you want to do this 3-on-3 pro hockey 3-on-3?
Like play? You?
Well, that's what I thought he meant.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm not interested in playing. He's like, no. We just wanted you to drop the puck. We didn't.
Oh, well, that's all right.
But it was just kind of a kick right in the pills where he's like, no, we didn't even think about you playing. Can you imagine 3-on-3?
I think you'd be all right.
No.
With the rules? Because you could stay up at the far blue line, almost like when we played the road hockey game out there. What did I do? I ran around, tried to get the ball to you, and then you hammered home that one-timer at the buzzer that was a buzzer beater.
Yeah. That was my last cling to fame.
The one-timer?
You think I could play 3-on-3 right now?
I think you could, but I think maybe the guy is a fan of the show and he knows that you have no interest in playing anyway. I wouldn't take it personally. If he knows the answer, why would he ask you to do it?
Yeah.
He knew you were going to say no. You've said many times you have no interest in playing, you don't skate anymore.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
So why would he waste his time?
What about you when the knee gets better? Any chance?
I hope so, man. I would like to play again. I would like to get out there and do whatever I can, but
I think in your mind, it's so far away from you. Like, when I had back surgery, I was like, I'm never going to step on the ice again. I'm never going to run around the block again, because being normal is so far away from
your mind. Oh, you're in the darkest place, and immediately, like, I have negotiated with myself.
Right.
Internally, like many times. Like, I would do anything just to sign off on walking and driving, and I don't have to do anything else ever again.
Just being normal.
I don't need to run. I don't need to bend my knee beyond 90 degrees.
You got to be close to driving, no?
Yeah, I'm getting close. I'm hoping by the end of the week.
So, for sure next week then.
Probably. Yeah, by next week I'll be driving, and I'm getting better every day. I'm
starting to
walking around with no crutches. I mean, the limp is slowly fading. Like, day one, I was like verbal Kint. From the usual suspects. Like, if I committed a murder and was trying to escape and someone spotted me, they'd pick me up in like 10 minutes.
You were Kaiser Sose.
Mm-hmm.
See, but you want to be Kaiser Sose at the end when the limp goes away and he just walks away.
One of the great moments in movie history.
Actually, why did I just give the end of the movie away?
A couple things on that. If you haven't seen Usual Suspects by now, that's on you. Because, because it's on TV
it's
all the time.
20 years old.
At least 20 years old. And let's be honest, it's Kevin Spacey.
Yeah,
it's probably never going to be on ever again.
This guy is, he's poison right now.
Like, do you think TV stations are like, we can't play anything Kevin Spacey? Like, he's done. Louis C.K. is done.
Well, Hollywood's on fire right now, and we don't need to get into it. But I said this off air to Jonas on Friday. I think if people, like, eventually they'll get jobs again. Mel Gibson got a job.
Yeah,
again.
Mel Gibson is back. Like, he's in a lot of big movies. He's in that.
The Daddy.
Daddy's Home 2.
I know. I went to see it yesterday.
Daddy's Home 2. Like, is Daddy's Home. Wolf doing a two?
Will Ferrell's in it.
If Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell are in it, that's a big movie.
Those guys, everything
they touch
makes money. Well,
Mark Wahlberg, isn't he the highest priced actor in L.A.?
He's one of them. He's an A-list actor. There's no denying that. Will Ferrell, you can love him or hate him. He's in a lot of big hits.
Yeah.
He gets paid when he's in something, man. You better believe the check is getting cashed, and there's a lot of zeros on that check.
But a lot of, to your point, a lot of that, and so they should, because these people use their power for ridiculous, awful things. At some point, I think the cycle, they'll find a way, maybe through redemption or apology. Like, Louis C.K. owned it, but, you know, he's not, he got canceled.
He didn't really own it. That's the thing. Like, people are.
Yeah, they
you talk about a forensic breakdown of an apology.
Yeah.
A strange apology, because he didn't actually say sorry.
There was a lot of attitude in the apology where it was just like, I did that. And
I thought Kevin Spacey's was weird. Isn't he the one who like listed all the credits in his life and then, oh, by the way, I came out, I'm gay.
Yeah.
So let's distract.
That was a distraction.
Right.
100%. Like, hey, focus on this big announcement that I'm gay,
right,
as opposed to this
what
other
I
stuff
did.
That's going on.
Yeah, it's anyways, that's on fire. So we're not going to touch the usual suspects other than the fact that you walking like Kaiser Soze.
Like verbal
Soze.
Kint. Well, not like Kaiser Soze. Soze had
verbal
a strut.
Kint. That's right.
Verbal was the guy who was limping around and
kind of got abused the whole movie. That
yeah, I mean,
he was,
little did they know in the end, he was Kaiser Soze.
Smartest guy.
One of the great movies ever.
It is a great movie.
Have you seen it, though? You've been awfully quiet.
It's one of those movies I've never seen it start to finish.
So you've seen chunks.
Like I've seen
it,
like little chunks, and I think I've seen the ending where isn't he like in a cop shop and he's reading like different pieces of things on bulletin boards.
Right, like
and
off
he develops this whole story about
right off.
But the whole story is just a farce in the end,
it's
basically.
Awesome.
It's the way it comes together is brilliant.
Thing is, throughout the whole movie, and I could probably relate with O about it, it's a very slow movie. But then by the end it's like once you get the punchline, you're like, that is an unreal movie.
It's totally
but
worth it.
Moving along.
So
it was
you're saying
kind of
I should go on Netflix and get it?
I think you should.
Yeah,
if you haven't watched it.
It's a very good movie. But if you already know the ending, then you can't. It's not going to have the same appeal to you. You know, like, it's such a shocking ending.
Yeah.
It's like any of the M. Night Shyamalan movies. Like,
right,
you can't watch The Sixth Sense and know
right, Sixth Sense,
that Bruce Willis is dead.
Right.
You know,
now here we go again.
I don't care. These are 20-year-old movies, man. Like if you're waiting, if that was on the back burner, like, oh, I've been waiting for 15 years. I've had it recorded for 15 years. I was planning on watching tonight. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I ruined your evening plans.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
I'm going to lose my mind here. I've been looking at this stupid computer. This computer, it breaks down 4 or 5 times a day.
Well, what did he say to you just before the show? He said, you look like you're going to...
You have this look when things aren't going... I don't know if you don't sleep good or your computer's screwed up.
Well, the computer, and it gave me two options. I could have restarted it normally, or they suggested like a cleanup version of a restart.
Oh, yeah, so they're going through it.
And stupidly, I said, okay, go with the startup repair.
I think you got to start doing one thing, and that is bringing in a laptop. Agreed?
You're probably right, but why is that my responsibility? Like, can we not?
Just like my parking spot.
But he can't, though.
Hook me up with a computer here.
He's tied to the text and everything of the show.
Right.
Our laptop isn't.
Yeah,
so
I've got.
He needs to be wired in.
Everything coming in, and I need to be on top of things with this specific computer. Yeah. I'm going old school radio today. I'm going to do time checks. I'm going to tell you what the weather is.
You should.
408 here in Toronto, and we've got...
It's 408, 8 past the hour. It's a high of 5. It's going down to -2 tonight.
Why don't we...
Old school radio.
See if you could Thursday.
Do, I like
you
it.
Think?
Why don't
call
you see
us.
If you could call our show old school today.
Old school radio?
Like Taddy and Hoagie and all them used to do 25 years
back
ago.
Back in the day.
Just check the... Check the time, check the weather.
The best crutch in radio history.
I wonder if Fergie could do old school like updates. I don't even know if there was updates.
I don't know, man. I mean, updates back in the day, I guess.
You just got to come in with that old school 70s like porn music. Like,
there was like one
Fergie.
One song or one, you know, framework of an update that was used universally. Essentially, like that one intro song, it was always the same.
Our show should be old school today.
I'll tell you what, we were getting chirped by that Andy Petrillo.
Oh, really?
What did she have to say? I missed that.
You know, she was playing some of our clips and things and having comments.
Well, is she
warning you, Andy? You don't want to get into verbal warfare with us.
Why? What was provoking
was
you?
Oh, she's just like, oh, Noodles is the only guy that saved me. The other two were.
Oh, because we were talking about her grading.
Oh, yeah.
And how she can be a bit soft with the grades. I mean, I don't think I'm saying anything outrageous about
clip?
That.
No, we've got to get a clip of her. But
because I think I said during that thing, I was like, yeah, Freddie Anderson, B+. And they played that. That's got to be somewhere, Mulls.
Well, we can find it.
Yeah, we'll dig it around.
It's old school radio, man. We'll have it by about 6:30. They got to dig way back into the archives.
Rewinding the tape as we speak right now.
If we're going to be truly, honestly old school radio.
I thought Andy was taking a shot at us because of the Italia loss.
Well, that's what your chirp was. You're like, Andy might disappear if TFC loses.
I think that's an honest statement. I mean, I love Andy. We all love Andy. Yeah, but love she her. Is yeah. so Italian and such a soccer fan and such a big supporter of TFC and the Italian national team.
I called Steph, and she said her dad was fine. The brother apparently was
not taking it well.
The youngest brother, Ryan, is a big fan.
Well, someone sent a text last night saying that he works on a site, and like half the guys he works with are Italian, the other half are Portuguese.
Yeah.
And I believe the Portuguese have already punched their tickets, so I guess he's like worried that there are going to be full-out brawls at the site because the Portuguese guys were going to show up and just have so much ammo and chirp, and they'd laugh for the first little bit, but then one guy just would take it a little bit too far.
Yeah, exactly. It's like early on, it's good-natured ribbing, but eventually somebody crosses the line and there's a fist fight.
Well, and that's why, you know, people that are not big sports fans, they just can't grasp and understand the emotion that gets poured into this and the passion that comes with it and how people react to big moments, whether it's a positive moment or a negative moment.
Yeah.
Like, 80% of the world really doesn't care that much about sports. They just really don't care. And they cannot comprehend why people just go crazy over this kind of stuff. But I'll guarantee you, in Italy today, like, people were not showing up for work. There's no way people were showing up for work.
No.
And I think that is probably spanned the globe.
Like riots? Or like, are they
I don't know about riots, but like, there would have been people sent home from work, I'll guarantee you, in the greater Toronto area. At least a couple of Italian fans showed up for work with just the worst attitude on earth.
And they were like, get the hell out of here.
And imagine going home and being like, I got suspended from work because Italy didn't qualify for the World Cup.
I wonder if Gino kicked Joe from the bridge off the show.
Well, no, they're in it together, though.
Yeah, Gino's right in it, too.
Yeah, Gino.
Your name is Gino?
That's true.
I think you're into the Italian soccer team.
I'm almost shocked he didn't leave the Hall of Fame last night. Like forget it, I'm out of here.
Take a long walk to.
Someone else has to do this.
No longer Gino Retta, it's Paul Hollingsworth. We've got to get the Italian guy out of there.
Yeah, he is just not going to be able to deal with this.
Parachuted Hollywood in because Gino was snapping. I see it, but I don't see it. And I can actually, you guys can relate to this. Every time I bring up Dougie Gilmore and the high stick, people are like, don't bring it up. Yeah. Carey Fraser, don't bring it up.
No, don't
people
do it,
people get
man.
Worked up about it.
No, people get very worked up. Like, it's a natural reaction, but it's one of those things, again, where sports fans, they follow through with it, especially the craziest
ones. I think Dave
Andrychuk
even talked about it in this Hall of Fame induction. He was like, you just think, what if? Like, imagine the buildup of a Toronto Maple Leaf, Montreal Canadiens, like, Stanley Cup final. That would have been insane.
Well, and what's disappointing is until the rules change, it can never happen again.
Yeah.
They can meet in the Eastern Conference final, which, listen, beggars can't be choosers.
Could feel like the cup.
I would do anything for these two teams to meet in the playoffs. It hasn't happened since, like, 1978.
Right.
So it's not as if either team has been on the verge of a cup final since 93. But that was what was at stake.
That would have been awesome.
Like that high stick.
Changed the dynamic.
Changed the dynamic of that whole team, that whole season, the idea of those two teams meeting in the finals. And
oh, it would have been great.
You got your computer back, buddy. Yeah, I feel like I'm back. The computer, it took 15 minutes, but it's loaded. It'll shut down by the end of the hour. But
it's 4:13.
13 minutes past the hour.
See, you got to continue to like update the crowd. Like, why don't we have like an old school 70s or 80s like radio show?
We should do that. We should do like cheesy radio intros.
Well, we
got
to
like,
talk to Taddy first and see, like, or.
But Taddy wasn't like a music DJ. You need old school, like cheesy radio like, music
like
DJ.
Like WKRP, like yes. Johnny Fever.
We just got to find out how difficult it was. Like, all the computers are going off, first off.
Well, you didn't have computers.
No kidding. So that's what I'm saying. If we're going to do an old school 70s day, we got to get rid of the technology.
Everything is shut down.
Yeah.
And just have our mics on.
And you control everything. Like back in the day, man, this wasn't even that long ago. There was one guy in the studio controlling the board, the levels, everything.
The guy that was talking?
Yes. He was the DJ who was the board op. Everything.
So the Mulls would be doing
everything.
So
Mullen
would be the host and the dude and everything.
Everything. Like his mic goes on, he pushes it, he starts talking, he sets up a song, he has set the song up, like the tape or whatever
cued
it is.
It up,
he's pressing play, shutting his own mic off.
Well, it's pretty much the same because Steph does nothing when she's here. So he pretty much runs everything behind the glass.
Right, yeah. But we control our own mics.
And her predecessor is basically doing the same.
Yeah, Hunt can have a... He's pretty good at having naps back there.
Oh, yeah, he can shut them out. He can put in a three-hour shutdown with the best of them.
Yeah, he is.
Speaking of non-fans, I mean, did you see LeBron at the Knicks game last night and how cool that was and just the fourth quarter and how he played, and then he trolls them on Instagram today, crowning himself as the king of New York. But the bigger story was what happened in the subway yesterday.
The subway.
When they took the train to the Garden.
I can,
and the guy beside him didn't know who he was and was like, get the hell out of here.
I
with
can
your
understand that
camera.
And it's not, I mean, he probably doesn't see. How big is LeBron? 6'9", 6'8"?
You can't miss LeBron. He's 6'8", like 260 pounds.
But if you're in your own world just sitting, and you don't realize this monster comes on and sits beside you as far as height.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a hood up, a giant beard. Like, his beard is kind of gross, if you ask me. It's kind of out of control.
I think he's got decent control of the beard, but...
It's very thick.
But that's what everyone's rocking these days.
It's, you know what my philosophy...
Check out James Harden. Check out Brent Burns. Check out, like, these are ridiculous
beards. I just can't believe that many guys would want to deal with those beards day in and day out.
I don't know why you would
either.
They
are so itchy.
It's makeup for ugly men. That's what I say.
And like, it was devastating losing the Stanley Cup Finals, but I was so happy to get rid of that thing.
Beards are...
Like, I was shaving my beard. I had the trimmers. And as I took the first stroke upwards, I heard... Steve Yzerman, come and get the stat. And I'm like, God, that's just brutal.
Just by the time Jerry was speaking, you were already mid-shave.
Yeah. But yeah, so he probably didn't recognize him. And then anybody filming me, I'm going to say, like, what are you doing?
Well, here's the backstory. So yesterday, I guess one of their buses had broken down. The bus that LeBron was on, Wade was on, and they just decided, you know what, we're in New York anyway. Instead of waiting for another one, they're trying to get the shoot around at the Garden. They jumped on the train. So they jumped on the train, and naturally, they're Instagramming everything. They're videoing everything. And I'm sure a large majority of the people on the train knew, okay, there's LeBron. If an NBA team walks on, you're like, what's going on?
Well,
here?
And you saw the security guy, because there was a girl that went to reach in or something, and the security guy gave her
He threw the Heisman up pretty
Heisman,
quickly.
And LeBron came to her defense.
As he should.
Yeah.
Like, hey, if you're going to go on there and cause a scene, they're yelling and screaming, and you have to realize that some people are going to pay attention to it. But the guy who was originally sitting beside LeBron is a guy by the name of James Angelo, and he claimed after the fact that LeBron was actually breaking the social code when it comes to riding a subway
right.
or a train, because he was in his space. He had told LeBron multiple times, dude, get your elbow out of here. Like, I don't care that you're 6'9".
That's a big thing nowadays, the personal space and that space. Like,
and that's on LeBron. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't drive. When does he ever ride trains? You know, this is a novelty for him. This is when you can tell the difference between people that grew up in cities and people that didn't.
Right.
Because people that are on trains all the time are miserable all the time. They hate it. They don't want to be there. But the person that's rolling in and taking it for the first time and it's a novelty, they're loving it. They're having a great time.
Right, because it's... But they don't have to do it every day.
First time on a plane, first time on whatever. It's like, hey,
LeBron
could
have made a phone call and a helicopter would have picked him up and he would have been out of there 10 minutes later.
And paid $50,000 cash
exactly.
And not even thought twice
about
it.
Well, what do you think he thinks of it now? Do you think he's okay with it now?
Oh, I think he's having fun with it. I think it's great for him.
Yeah, he'll be on talk shows. He'll be on radio shows.
Oh, this guy, James Angelo, is already doing the rounds.
Yeah,
he's doing radio shows and TV shows and he's promoting himself. So he's loving it, but... I can
then cut the crap with the you're in my space.
But that was at the time.
Yeah.
He didn't know it was LeBron. So some guys, I got to give the guy credit. That takes stones. Imagine a guy 6'9", 260, and you're like, get the hell out of here.
I love
it. That takes some courage to be like, you better take a lap, dude. Like, leave me alone here. And then he swiped at his phone.
Just, if you didn't like it then, why are you like it?
He's not being a phony. There's no phony afterwards. In the moment, he was totally legit.
I thought it was awesome, and...
How was he phony afterwards?
He was
when
right.
He's like, you know,
well,
I just think,
get out of my space. This is my personal space. But then all of a sudden, you realize you're somewhat famous now. All of a sudden, it's funny and you like it, and you're going to.
Well,
take
it's not
it.
About liking it or being funny, but it's taking advantage.
The guy's a joke.
No one's in his space now.
No, I know, but the guy's a joke. It's like, get out of here, get out of my face. But let me take advantage of this and promote myself.
Well, he's going to get his 15 minutes.
I'm Jeremy Angelo.
Welcome to 2017, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the way it works.
You know what, O?
That's the joke element of it. It's like
he's going to get.
Like it, but then all of a sudden you like it because it's
He's going to
cool,
get
it. It's funny.
He's going to get his 15
minutes. If this was Joe
of
Blow
fame.
From the Bronx, it's like, this guy offended me. Like, okay.
Angelo. Well, it wouldn't be a national story if it was Joe Blow from the Bronx.
Are you not understanding what I'm trying to explain to you?
I don't think you're making the right point. I don't think you're making a point that.
Well, the guy tries to be
sense.
A hero, like, get out of my face, but then all of a sudden it's.
Yeah, but in the moment, dude, he was being genuine. He's like, leave me alone. I don't know who you are. Why are you videotaping me? And then afterwards, someone's like, hey. That's LeBron James.
He just told LeBron James to take a lap.
So people are calling him. Like,
so now it's cool and funny.
I don't think it's cool and funny. I think he's like, I'm willing to talk about it. He thinks it's, why wouldn't you be willing to talk about it? If someone's calling you up, if you're Joe Blow, I don't know who this guy is or what his backstory is.
Well,
but radio shows are like, do you want to come on and talk about it?
I'll give you an example.
What are you supposed to say? No, because in the moment I wasn't cool with it?
I'll give you an example. Tornado guy.
Well, you're a loser like him then. Because you just want the fame and you want to talk to people.
But do you remember?
He's not the one trying to be famous. LeBron James made him famous.
Here's a prime example. We had Tornado Guy on our show. Remember the guy mowing the lawn in Tornado? Like, he was out mowing his lawn and somebody snapped a picture and it went viral. So then we had him on our show. He got his 15 minutes of fame and I'm sure he's out mowing lawns and doing whatever, but. That's what this guy's going to get, his 15 minutes of fame. Like, he's not parlaying this. He's not Catch Me Outside or whatever that girl's name. Like, he's not going to be...
How about that?
He's not Cash Me Outside. He's not going to get a miniseries out of it. He's going to get...
I already got my toilet bowl Tuesday. Frank D'Angelo or whatever his name
James,
is.
James Angelo.
Frank
you can call him Can You Not... Because that's what he said to LeBron as he swiped the guy's phone away. Can you not?
Yeah.
What if...
I figured you'd appreciate this. The guy was like, leave me alone.
But it's just total today. It's like, oh, you're pissing me off. This is so annoying. Oh, actually, this is cool. Let me call into every radio show. I liked it. No, you didn't. If you had any balls, you would say, I'm not calling you because I was offended. It was my personal space.
He's allowed to say that.
That's why the guy's a phony.
But he could say that on the radio. Who's to say he's not doing that? I don't know what he's saying.
We're not having him on this show.
Oh, we've reached out. He's coming on next. He's on at 4:30.
We're getting this guy on.
If Hunt was on it, we would be.
Yeah,
come on, Hunt.
If Hunt wasn't asleep back there.
Call this guy up.
We would have had this guy on our show.
Yeah.
You could have berated him.
No,
What would you say to him?
I would just would have said, how come you went from get out of my face, this is offensive, to just, oh, this is so funny, I want to capitalize on this. So you obviously didn't think it was offensive and in your face.
Well, not truly offensive. Some guy taking a video of isn't like, you know, LeBron didn't touch his leg. You know, it wasn't like it was something outrageous.
I just think the guy's a loser. That's all.
Okay.
Is that hard for you?
I don't.
The
You're
guy's a
your
loser.
Opinion.
Yeah, it's like you like it. You think the guy's great. Get him on the show, but I think the guy's a loser.
Well, he's not going to come on our show.
No.
Why would he come on our show? Like, there's no reason to. Like, we don't even track.
No, I don't. We're not going to get the guy on. I don't even know how you would reach out to him or how you would track him down, but. My understanding is people did try
he did, like,
to call
the Today
him.
Show
oh, he's got a
stuff.
Let's check out his website.
He's got his own website.
That's brilliant
I
business.
I sat beside LeBron.com.
It's smart
Loser.
Business. Take advantage if you can. Take advantage.
This is awesome. Old school radio. You've got to identify
school radio.
With
I'm
time.
In with porn 70s
4:23,
23
minutes past the hour. 5 degrees outside, going up to a high of 7 this afternoon. I don't know.
401's a gong show.
DVP
jammed up.
We got to get into this Carey Price news out of Montreal.
It's getting weirder by the day.
Oh,
we
yeah.
were talking about
And I
want to
talk about the guy they brought in. I don't know what anybody is thinking.
The NHL.
I would have called Jamie before that guy.
They are struggling right now.
Oh, yeah, he's still suspended.
Goaltending content. We'll get to that next. Thirty minutes past the hour. It's 5 degrees outside. It's going to go down to a low of -2 overnight. And
tow truck on the 401 slowing things down just off of Kennedy Road.
It's not a tow truck.
On the south side.
It's not a tow truck slowing things down. It's a brown caravan. I guarantee you.
Is that actually a fact?
Brown Chrysler.
Are you guys making this up? Because I'm
just
making everything
up.
How the hell do I know?
All right.
We're sitting in the studio. We have no idea.
Okay. Old school radio. They didn't know what was going on either. Report the news like 4 hours after it happened.
Did you find the Petrillo clip? Oh, this guy's sleeping today, too.
Well, someone sent in a text that I guess Andy, maybe it was Andy, who's sabotaging my computer.
Right? Yeah.
Because I guess today she was complimenting whoever was in here helping get her computer settled and was talking it up like big time.
Well, there you go.
It's not she's a minute long. It just says,
she sabotaged us because she's mad that you guys took a shot at her grading system. And
you think she's going to let us do it?
Didn't you ask the game? Didn't you ask to do the grading system?
What do you mean us? Like you're not a part of the show? You were a part of the conversation.
Yeah, but I also said that it's easy to pick out. If they win that night, everyone's A's with you. If they lose, everyone's F's. Like,
well, depending on the context of the game, but yeah, they get smoked.
And I pointed out, like, against Vegas, Fred Anderson would have got an F had they lost that game, but he probably would have. What would you have given him if you had to grade after that Vegas game, after the shootout when they won 4-3?
B minus.
Yeah, probably a B.
Because they won.
Yeah, they won. Yeah. He made some big stops, but you give up a muffin, I can't give you an A. That's like if you're a professor and you're grading some test,
right,
or an essay, and the guy just misses a massive chunk of whatever point he's
trying
to make.
But you also have to look at, that's all you saw. You didn't see Kadri putting it between his legs, turning the puck over. Not in that play, but I'm saying that day.
But that's not the part that I'm grading. I'm grading one specific player. I'm not grading the whole team.
Instead of the other.
No, I mean the whole.
I would be honest. I would have given him a B anyways too.
So the whole game like is what off. You're grading. But yeah, if you give up a muffin as a goalie, I can't give you an A.
Can't get an A.
Can't get an A. If
I
you
actually
give up
would
a
have
muffin.
Been. What am I talking about?
Very
I would have been
simple.
On the same page as you.
Very.
But he would have got a B from me that game.
Okay.
Because I thought he made some big saves when they needed it, and he broke through on the shootout, which is something they really need to start doing a lot more. They had one all of last year.
Well, that's the thing, man. They're undefeated in overtime and shootouts.
Yeah.
Which last year, that cost them a lot of points.
Exactly.
They were the worst team in the league, I believe, in overtime and shootouts. That cost them a lot. Like, they still got in.
Yeah.
But if you reverse that, that's how you go from 95 points to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Because you start winning those games, you pick up those extra points. Don't forget, we have a really cool giveaway that we're starting today on Overdrive and on Leafs Lunch. We're inviting everyone to TSN 1050's Leafs versus Oilers party December 10th down at the Pint downtown. So we're going to do this a little bit later in the hour. We'll tell you how it works out, how you can win. But day in, day out, between now and the 10th, we're going to be doing this on Overdrive and Leafs Lunch. Carey Price news out of Montreal is pretty big. It even got their GM to come out today and speak, and he doesn't speak very often. We'll tell you about that in 2 minutes. All right, Rage coming up just after 5 p.m. Chris Spielman will join us at 5:30, four-time Pro Bowler, NFL on Fox analyst. We'll get into what Cam Newton pulled off last night, and I've got a rant lined up about how pathetic the AFC East is.
Really?
They're just going to hand this over to the Patriots again. You know, the first 3 or 4 weeks, it was like, uh-oh, the Pats are giving up a lot of points. They're 2-2. This is weird. Maybe Brady's finally coming back down to earth. Look at the Bills. Look at the Jets. Look at the Dolphins.
Is there an easier division for them to clean up?
It's embarrassing.
What could the record possibly be to win the division?
Oh, I think 9-7.
Really?
I think 9-7. The Bills, I think, are done.
I think actually worse than that.
Yeah, the Bills, they're still 5-4, which is a respectable number. But look at how they've lost the past 2 weeks. The Pats are crushing teams. They're 7-2. And look what these two teams, these three teams in the division have been doing, even on primetime TV. The Dolphins got smoked last night on primetime. They've lost 3 in a row. The Jets lost to the Bucks, who had won 2 games prior to that. And Jameis Winston was out. They lost to the Buccaneers with Ryan Fitzpatrick quarterbacking. And the Bills, like I just said, have lost 2 in a row, including 2 weeks ago at the Jets, Thursday night, primetime, got embarrassed. Like, these three teams are just a joke. Like, Belichick and Brady honestly must be looking at this division thinking, can we switch, like, 1 year and make it challenging? Move us to the AFC West or NFC East or NFC South. You know, change it up a little bit because it's too easy for them all the time.
Right.
And that's exactly where it's trending again. So we'll catch up with Chris at 5:30. So Carey Price came out and spoke today. He was not on the ice in Montreal, and they announced he's not going to be on the ice tomorrow. And he did his best to convince everyone that he's right around the corner and it's really not that big of a deal. I love Max Pacioretty came out. He's like, based on my understanding, it's very, very, very minor. Really? Guy's been out for a week and a half, and they're shutting him down for 2 days, and the GM has to come out and speak about it. They're claiming anti-Niemi off waivers. Why would you believe anything coming out of Montreal?
It reeks of something. Like Brian and I were talking off air. Like, I can understand because it's such a focal point in Montreal and what happened a couple years ago. But you just want to know what it is. And I said this, and I don't know if you agree with this. This is where you wanted some crack spy service and like. Where's Mario Tremblay now? Instead of talking about somebody being a rehab, find out what the injury is.
It is surprising how no one can find this out. Because if Pacioretty knows, every player on the team knows.
Yeah.
How are the players not leaking it?
It's amazing to see that they can find out what's under wraps if somebody believed to be in, you know, rehab, or this guy got into a car accident, or this guy's doing this. But yet you can't find out what the guy's tweaked. And I know it's a cone of silence here in Toronto.
Toronto's just as bad. Listen, Austin Matthews could end up missing the whole year. And then at the end of it, they'd be like, yeah, we took a couple organs out. We didn't want to tell you. So we knew he wasn't playing, but we kept just roping you along by saying day to day. They're just as bad in Toronto.
It's so weird. It's almost like there's almost the element where is there a possibility they said, Carey, take 10 days here. Not quite the Jake Allen treatment, but just take 10 days here and get yourself right.
Based on the way he was playing?
Like get your mind and your body.
I can't believe that.
Dude, what the hell's the injury?
I don't know.
The injured in Minnesota in warm-up.
But look what happened 2 years ago. This is starting to like trend the exact same way it did there.
Oh, that turned into season-ending surgery.
Right, but it was the same thing. Day-to-day, based on my understanding, very minor. Oh, no, I'll be back in a couple of days. And four months later, he didn't play.
Why would you trust
anything the Habs say?
The red flag for me is grabbing a goalie off waivers. Because if Carey Price is right around the corner, let's say he's two games away, grabbing a guy doesn't make sense. I know that Lindgren is starting to get tired. Montoya's got concussion, so you have no idea what his timeline is. And Zach Vukali, you know, by all accounts, is very far down on their depth chart as far as making it to the
NHL. I would guess if they're claiming anti-Niemi.
But that's my point. Florida went and grabbed Niemi because Luongo's injury could have been either short-term or long-term. By accounts, I think they had to make some decisions behind the scenes. Louis ended up coming back, so they get rid of Niemi. You grab him. I don't mind. I do mind. Niemi's not a great goaltender.
Can't play.
But there's nobody available. That's the thing. There's nobody available.
Okay, I get there's nobody available, but...
But who's available? There's nobody. Like, I just saw...
I'm finding somebody else.
Louis Domingue got traded. I'll take Niemi over Domingue.
I wonder, is Zach Vukali playing without pads? Like, how can you not at some point be like, forget it, we'll give you a shot?
He was playing locally here in Brampton in the East Coast League last year. Like I think
so that means they're telling him you're never making it to the NHL.
I think they're concerned about his career path. Lindgren's the guy.
I would think so.
I'm being respectful. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But
not happening. Former junior player like we talked about yesterday. Everyone knows him. French Canadian, drafted by the Habs.
Here's another thing. Niemi's low impact because if Price comes back in a week, they waive him and he's gone. And that's it. And Bergevin's familiar with him from Chicago, where they won the cup.
That was 7 years ago.
I get it. Antti Niemi hasn't stopped enough pucks to win anybody over.
No.
He was brutal in Pittsburgh. He was brutal in relief in Florida. And he hasn't been very good in the last 3-4 years. That's just the truth.
Well,
but the red flag for me is them grabbing.
Of course,
he can't even you can't put him in.
Well, he's probably going to have to play. You would think. I mean, because how can you trust this Lindgren kid? It's a good story, right. But who's to suggest this guy's wheels aren't going to fall off starting tonight or tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, they play a lot of games like every other team in the league in a condensed schedule.
Yeah.
You're going to run him out eight games in like 12, 13 days?
You may have to. That's the thing. I guess the question would be, and I'm not being an ass when I say it, Zach Fucale or Antti Niemi or Louis Domingue. That's who is available. Who are you going to start if you needed one game?
I'm being dead serious when I'm saying this. In the city of Montreal,
mm-hmm.
I would have gone up to Jose Theodore and said, can we sign you to a 10-day deal?
No.
I would have done that before. No. Would you not have?
That's ridiculous.
Think about that.
I don't remember the last time he played.
When's exactly. The last time Niemi played?
He played last week.
Well, he looked like he did, but he actually didn't.
Well, I would sign off on that. I'd like to see Theodore play again.
Like, just a 10-day contract. Hey, can you sign for 10 days, put your gear on, because I'm not going down to Florida and getting the Emmy.
Well,
it would be better PR, and who knows, he might be better in net.
Just a scorching take, and I support it.
It's a ridiculous take. I like it, but it's a ridiculous
take. If SportsCenter doesn't play that, don't ever play anything we ever say. If SportsCenter doesn't start their 5 o'clock show with that.
You pull up Niemi's stats, and I'll take my chances on a former Hart Trophy winner.
Dude, that was in like 2004. Let me find out the last time Jose Theodore played. He was in Florida in 2012-13. So 4 years ago, he was still playing. He might be in game shape.
I doubt it.
Would you not want to take your chance with no. Jose Theodore?
You know, Marc Denis right there.
I'd go to him too. No, any don't. Chance. 10 days. That's all I need from you.
Here's
10 days.
Jose Theodore, 2012-2013, played 15 games for the Panthers. That was it.
SportsCenter, where are you at?
He won a Vezina.
He won a Vezina. Well, of course he did. The Hart.
Yeah, the Hart.
He won the Vezina and the Hart. You can't win the Hart without the Vezina.
He won the Masterton in 09.
All right, so we've got the Leafs Oilers party giveaway. We're going to do that at some point this afternoon. We're going to be doing that day in, day out on Overdrive and Leafs Lunch leading up to that game December 10th. We're going to be down at the Pint downtown. We're giving away VIP tickets. You can win tickets to Leaf games and other big prizes, but you can come down even if you don't have a VIP ticket. So we'll tell you about that later in the afternoon. Rays coming up, Chris Spielman as well, NFL on Fox analyst around 5:30. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050. Someone texting in with a great point. Patrick Waugh could use a new job.
That's stretching it. I thought it was bad enough with Jose Theodore. Patrick Waugh.
He's available. I'll bet you if you asked Canadian fans, who would you rather see play? Yeah. Antti Niemi or Patrick Waugh?
Wow.
I think you'd get 51% would say I'll take 33.
I'm telling you, I don't think it's crazy to think that Jose Theodore could go in there and do a better job than Niemi.
I think it's crazy. You don't. That would be like saying, okay, you know what? The Leafs need somebody to be a shooter on the power play. Jeff O'Neill's available. Right?
Yeah.
Because when did you retire? 6 years ago? Seven?
10.
Okay, so 10 years.
It's longer
ago.
For him, but.
But still, like, oh, you could still shoot the puck.
I could go out there and be a 5-on-3 specialist.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as a 5-on-3 specialist.
What if they
if
don't
you
get
needed one?
One
for 10 days, I could do that. I'm not playing 5-on-5. That's in my contract. I'm Roger Dorning it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, can you imagine if they reached out to Theodore? Like, what kind
oh,
of demands?
Theodore now?
Well, I always thought it was Theodore. Is it Shea Theodore, Jose Theodore? It's just a little bit of a different connotation. But I think he'd have, like, Roger Goodell-type demands.
You think so?
I'll do it, but I want a private plane for the rest of my life. The Molson family has to pay for a private plane for the rest of my life.
Money. They could do that.
They could pay for it. Jeff Molson's got that kind of scratch.
And for people suggesting go and get people, that's they grab Niemi off waivers. All it is a waiver price. You don't want to give up a draft pick. If Carey Price comes back 7 days from now, why would you give up a fourth rounder or a sixth rounder for
well, and that's
a
what
Michael
they're hoping
Hutchinson
for, clearly. But they know if he's actually coming back in 6 days. I think they've got a pretty good idea. Like, I just don't believe any team in the league when it comes to injury news. They don't say anything. They push everyone aside, and then they come out and be like, "Oh, I can't even believe it. It's so minor." Like, I don't believe any of them.
Yeah.
They either dodge the bullets or they outright lie about it, and then they get disappointed at people in the public who are trying to speculate on what happens because they don't give you any information.
You want to see somebody now go to work. Insiders in Montreal, go
start digging away. Find out what's going on with Price. Race coming up. We'll get into the NFL and Cam Newton. Is he back into the MVP race? Hour two up next. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050.